The colourful geometric designs of Sonia Delaunay are one of the delights of 20th century art history, and they tell you everything about an artist whose entire life was lived at full speed and in the most colourful way. Sonia Turk was brought up by wealthy relatives in St. Petersburg, who funded her art education in Germany and then Paris. She soaked up the energy of the emerging avant-garde art scene and married a gay art dealer, which enabled him to hide his sexuality and allowed her to stay in Paris. 2 years later, they parted amicably, as Sonia had met her soulmate, a fellow artist, Robert Delaunay, whom she married. Like her, he was fascinated by colour, and together they explored the ideas of scientist Eugène Chevreul. He had observed that colour intensity changed depending on surrounding colours. Pale blue would look lighter next to black and stronger next to white. This was called simultaneism, and the Delaunays thought it was the perfect means of expressing the constantly changing energy of a world filled with nuance. Robert's work was famous for using the Eiffel Tower as a focal point, while Sonia's work crossed over into advertising and textile design. She even opened a showroom in Madrid and then Paris after the First World War that sold her fabrics and clothes. Their own home in Paris was an artwork in itself, painted in a dynamic patchwork of colours, with furnishings to match. As she said later, "I lived my art." She designed poem dresses, which had surrealist verses splashed across the fabric. And in the Paris exhibition of 1925, which gave the world Art Deco, she showed a Citroën car painted in a grid of vibrant colour, with driving clothes to match. Sonia's love of colour, especially in swirling geometrics as dazzling as fireworks, led to her designing costumes and scenery for a variety of plays and films, including a production for the Ballet Russe. With her husband, she painted murals for the 1937 World Fair in Paris, which evoked the energy of aircraft and railways. Robert died of cancer in 1941, and Sonia, Jewish by birth, just managed to elude the German authorities. Her love of colour remained infectious and inspired op artists in the 1960s. It's the jubilant way her work crossed disciplines, from canvases to clothes, that demonstrated how the emotional clout of colour could be incorporated in almost all aspects of life. Despite retrospectives of her work, even when she was alive, her husband still tended to get more attention. For Sonia, who worked up until her death in 1978, that was unimportant. What mattered most was colour itself. "It is the skin of the earth," she proclaimed. That sense of joy and passion is visible in every piece of her work, making her not only an icon for colour, but a true champion of the creative process.